One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're listening to the Blake Winchester Loves America, the most podcast show on the Freedom Flame Podcast Network. This isn't just another podcast. It's a battle cry. A battle cry in the war for America's soul. Blake Winchester doesn't just love America. He's here to save it. If you're not ready for hard truths and even harder consequences, turn back now.
Ladies and gentlemen, patriots of the free world, buckle up, because we are witnessing the most brilliant, most daring, most unbelievably American move in the history of this nation. Donald J. Trump, the man, the myth, the legend, has appointed Kash Patel to lead the FBI. And let me tell you, this isn't just another nomination. This is destiny. This is divine intervention. This is Trump flipping the table on the deep state, throwing the rule book out the window and saying, we're playing by my rules now. Now I can already hear the liberals losing their minds, crying into their kale salads. But Blake, they'll say, Kash Patel doesn't have law enforcement experience. Well, let me tell you something they don't want you to know. Patel doesn't need experience because he has something far more powerful, loyalty. This man isn't just loyal to Trump. He's devoted. We're talking Trump bedsheets, Trump pajamas, Trump-shaped waffles for breakfast. Rumor has it, Kash has a golden replica of Trump Tower in his living room that lights up every time the man himself tweets. But wait, there's more. Because Kash Patel isn't just a loyalist. Oh no, my friends. Word on the street is that Patel possesses extraordinary abilities. Yes, you heard me right. Psychic powers. Insiders are saying he can predict criminal activity before it happens. Imagine this. Kash Patel sitting in his office, eyes closed, tapping into the cosmic energy of the universe to identify threats to our nation. Forget crime labs and data analysts. Patel is the data analyst. And if you think that's wild, Hold on to your MAGA hats. Rumors are swirling that Patel can communicate with other species. I'm not just talking about animals, folks. I'm talking about extraterrestrial life. That's right. Sources close to the matter claim Patel has been in touch with beings from beyond, who have provided him with intel on the deep state's most secret operations. Can you imagine the possibilities? Intergalactic informants helping us drain the swamp? If that doesn't scream, "Make America great again," I don't know what does. Now let's dive into his vision for the FBI, because it's nothing short of revolutionary. First off, Patel wants to decentralize the agency, moving it out of Washington, D.C. and into the heartland. That's right. No more ivory towers, no more cocktail parties with politicians. The FBI is going back to its roots. Real agents working in real towns, solving real crimes. Patel's motto? More Fargo, less foggy bottom. But that's not all. Patel is also planning to crack down on government leaks. You know those anonymous sources the media loves so much? Well, their days are numbered. Patel is proposing new policies that would make leaking classified information as risky as jaywalking in front of a Trump motorcade. And let me tell you, the media is terrified. They're calling it an attack on free speech, but we all know what it really is: accountability. Of course, the left is doing everything they can to stop this nomination. They're calling him unqualified, inexperienced, a yes man for Trump. But let me ask you this. Would you rather have a so-called qualified bureaucrat who spends their weekends golfing with deep state operatives, or a man who sleeps in Trump pajamas and prays for guidance from the Intergalactic Council? The choice is clear. And let's talk about his loyalty again, because it's unmatched. Rumor has it, Cash once built a scale model of Mar-a-Lago out of popsicle sticks as a gift for Trump's birthday. And during the infamous raid on Mar-a-Lago, Cash reportedly stood outside in the rain for hours, shouting, "You'll never take it," while clutching a life-sized cardboard cutout of Trump. That's the kind of dedication we need in the FBI. Now, I know what you're thinking. Blake, this sounds too good to be true. Could Patel really be this perfect for the job? And my answer is simple. Yes, he is. Because this isn't just about qualifications or experience. This is about destiny. Trump sees something in Patel that the rest of us are only beginning to understand. This man isn't just an appointee. He's a weapon. A weapon forged in the fires of loyalty, faith, and a deep understanding of the cosmic order. And here's the kicker. They say Trump handpicked Patel not just for his skills, but for his connection, his ability to see beyond the veil of ordinary reality. Patel is rumored to have had visions of a reformed FBI, an agency that serves the people instead of the elites. And in these visions, he reportedly saw Trump leading America into a golden age with Patel at his side as the fearless defender of justice. Now, let me bring it home with a little story from my childhood. Back in the day, my dad used to take me fishing at a little lake just outside town. We'd sit on the dock, casting our lines, and he'd tell me about what it meant to be a real American. "Blake," he'd say, "America isn't just a place. It's an idea worth fighting for." And I think about those words every time I see a man like Cash Patel stepping up to the plate. Because that's what he's doing, folks. He's fighting for the idea of America. So here's my question to you. Are you ready? Are you ready for an FBI that serves the people, protects the Constitution, and answers to no one but God and Trump? Because with Cash Patel at the helm, that's exactly what we're going to get. The deep state is shaking. The liberals are crying. And America is on the verge of a revolution. Ladies and gentlemen, if you thought Cash Patel was just your average Trump-appointed superhero, think again, because what I'm about to tell you will blow your MAGA hats right off. This man, this legend, isn't just a patriot, a loyalist, and a sworn enemy of the deep state. Oh no, my friends. Cash Patel is a man of extraordinary, almost otherworldly abilities, And if the FBI isn't ready for it, well, that's their problem. Now, let's get into the good stuff, the rumors. Because as I always say, where there's smoke, there's a liberal trying to cover up a fire. You've heard the whispers, haven't you? That Kash Patel doesn't just see corruption, he senses it. That's right, folks. Patel reportedly has psychic powers. They say he can walk into a room and immediately know who's hiding classified documents, who's leaking to the media, and who spent their lunch break reading the Communist Manifesto. He doesn't need polygraphs, wiretaps, or any of that bureaucratic nonsense. He just knows. And let me tell you, I've heard some stories. Sources tell me that during his time in the Trump administration, Patel once walked into a meeting, paused mid-stride, and pointed at a junior staffer who was sweating bullets. "You're the mole," he said. And guess what? The staffer cracked faster than a CNN anchor on election night. That's the kind of precision we're dealing with here. Patel doesn't need evidence. He's got the power of the mind. But wait, there's more. Word is, Patel's psychic abilities aren't just limited to detecting corruption. Oh no. He can also predict future crimes. Picture this. Kash Patel sitting in his office, staring into a snow globe that's definitely not just a snow globe. Suddenly, he sees it. A tax evasion scheme unfolding in Cincinnati. He picks up the phone, calls his field agents, and bam! They're kicking down the door before the perp has even filed their fake deductions. It's Minority Report meets MAGA. And honestly, I can't think of anything more patriotic. Now, I know what you're thinking. Blake, this sounds like a superhero movie. And you're absolutely right. Except this is real life, and the deep state is playing the villain. But here's the kicker. Patel's abilities don't stop at mere psychic phenomena. Oh no, there are other rumors. Rumors that Patel has connections beyond our earthly realm. Folks, sources are telling me that Kash Patel can communicate with other species. And I don't just mean dolphins, although I wouldn't put it past him. I'm talking about extraterrestrial life. That's right. There are whispers that Patel has been in contact with beings from another galaxy who've provided him with intel on the deep state's real agenda. These beings, I'm told, respect Trump as the universal symbol of freedom and have offered their assistance in the fight against tyranny. Let that sink in for a moment. We're not just talking about draining the swamp. We're talking about draining the Milky Way. And can we just pause to appreciate what this means for the FBI? Imagine Patel sitting at his desk with a direct line to intergalactic allies, solving crimes and exposing corruption on a scale we can't even comprehend. Who needs Interpol when you've got the Galactic Federation? The possibilities are endless. Alien informants could provide intel on everything from Antifa operations to Nancy Pelosi's next vacation plans. It's the kind of futuristic law enforcement we've been waiting for. But of course, the left doesn't want you to know this. They're terrified of Patel's powers because they know he's unstoppable. They've tried to smear him, calling these claims baseless and ridiculous. But let me ask you this. If they're so baseless, why are they so scared? Why do they tremble at the thought of Patel taking over the FBI? Because they know the truth. They know that Kash Patel isn't just a man. He's a force of nature, a cosmic warrior sent to dismantle their house of lies. And let me remind you, all of this ties back to the man who made it possible, Donald J. Trump. Because only Trump could see the potential in Patel. Only Trump could elevate him to this position of power. It's like I always say, Trump isn't just a leader. He's a savior. He didn't just find Patel. He anointed him. This is divine intervention, folks, plain and simple. So, what's next? Well, if the Senate has any sense left, they'll confirm Patel faster than you can say Space Force. And when they do, the FBI will enter a new era, an era of psychic justice, intergalactic alliances, and the kind of law enforcement that makes liberals wake up in a cold sweat. Folks, I'm about to share something with you that I've never told anyone. Not on this show, not to my family, not even to the neighbors who used to complain about my Trump flag blocking their sunset view. This is deeply personal, and I need you to listen carefully because it ties directly to why I believe in Kash Patel's extraordinary abilities. Why I believe this man is destined to lead the FBI, not just as its director, but as its redeemer. It happened on a sticky summer evening when I was 9 years old. Back then, I lived in a little town called Liberty Falls. Population, about 800 good, hardworking Americans and one cranky librarian who hated kids. We didn't have much. No cable TV, no fancy coffee shops, but we had something better. We had community. The kind of place where your neighbors knew your business before you did, and where Friday night meant burgers on the grill and sparklers in the backyard. It was a simpler time, a better time, and it's the kind of America I want us to get back to. Now, my dad had a beat-up old truck, green with rust spots that looked like someone had tried to spray-paint camouflage but gave up halfway through. That truck was our chariot of freedom, taking us to church, fishing holes, and most importantly, the annual Liberty Falls Summer Fair. That year, the fair was everything a kid could dream of. Cotton candy that stuck to your face, a Ferris wheel that squeaked like it was about to collapse, and a dunk tank featuring Old Man Jenkins, the town grouch. But that wasn't the night's main attraction. No, sir, this particular fair had a special guest, a traveling mystic who called himself Professor Celestial. Now, I know what you're thinking. Blake, a mystic? Really? Look, I wasn't into that mumbo-jumbo then, and I'm not now. But this guy had a line stretching all the way past the corn dog stand, and curiosity got the better of me. Plus, my dad dared me to go in, and you don't back down from a dare in Liberty Falls. I remember stepping into that tent like it was yesterday. It smelled like incense and funnel cake, and the only light came from a single bulb swinging above a table covered in a sparkly purple cloth. Professor Celestial was sitting there, wearing a turban and robes that looked like they came from the discount bin at Sears. I was skeptical, to say the least, but then he looked me in the eye, and everything changed. "Ah, young patriot," he said in a voice that sounded like it had been soaked in bourbon and gravel. "You are destined for something extraordinary." Now, as a 9-year-old who had just gotten his third place ribbon in the sack race, I wasn't feeling particularly extraordinary. But before I could laugh, he grabbed my hand and said, "You will witness truths beyond this world, truths that will one day shape your purpose." And then it happened. The moment that changed my life forever. Professor Celestial pulled out a crystal orb. Your standard psychic fare, right? But when he touched it, the thing lit up like the 4th of July. Colors I can't even describe started swirling inside. And suddenly, I wasn't in that tent anymore. I was somewhere else. Somewhere vast and endless, like the universe itself had opened up and invited me in. I saw flashes of light, shapes that didn't make sense. And then, clear as day, I saw them. Beings. Not human. Not animal. But something in between. They were tall, shimmering, and radiated an energy that felt like standing in a church on Easter Sunday. One of them spoke to me. Not with words, but directly into my mind. It said, "Blake, you will play a role in a great mission. You will recognize those who are chosen to lead humanity into a new age." And just like that, I was back in the tent, holding a half-melted snow cone I didn't remember buying. I ran out of that tent faster than a Democrat fleeing a subpoena, but the experience stayed with me. I didn't understand it then, but as the years went by, pieces started falling into place. The visions, the beings, the message, it all pointed to one thing, a higher purpose. And when Donald J. Trump descended that golden escalator in 2015, I knew. I knew he was part of it. The leader. The one who would bring us back to the America we were meant to be. Fast forward to today, and here we are. Trump has found his chosen one in Kash Patel, a man who, I believe, shares the same connection to the cosmic truth that I witnessed as a kid. Think about it. The rumors of his psychic abilities, his connection to other species, his unwavering loyalty to Trump, it all fits. Patel isn't just another appointee. He's part of the mission, the divine plan that started in Liberty Falls and is now unfolding before our very eyes. Now, I know what the skeptics are saying. Blake, you're just making this up to justify Patel's nomination. But let me ask you this. If it's all just a story, why does it feel so true? Why does every fiber of my being tell me that Patel's powers are real and that he's exactly what the FBI needs? Folks, when you've looked into the eyes of a shimmering cosmic being, you stop doubting and start believing. And let's not forget, this isn't just about Patel or Trump. This is about us, the people who believe in America, in freedom, in a future that's brighter than anything the deep state can imagine. Patel's abilities aren't just his, they're ours. They're a reminder that we're part of something bigger, something extraordinary. And if that doesn't make you proud to be an American, I don't know what will. So, as we stand on the brink of this new era, I ask you, are you ready to believe? Are you ready to support Kash Patel? Not just as a leader, but as a symbol of what we can achieve when we embrace the extraordinary? Because I am. I've been ready since that summer night in Liberty Falls. And I know, deep in my soul, that this is just the beginning. Ladies and gentlemen, let me lay it all out for you. This isn't just about Kash Patel or the FBI. This is about something far greater. A plan so intricate, so divine, that it could only come from the mind of Donald J. Trump. We're talking about a strategy that spans not just nations, but galaxies. A plan that will change the course of history, not just for America, but for the entire human race. Now, let me tell you what I've heard from sources I trust. People with access to information that would make the deep state tremble. The story goes that Trump and Patel have been working on this cosmic plan for years, ever since their first meeting in the White House Situation Room. It was there, under the glow of a golden chandelier, that Trump reportedly revealed the truth to Patel. Alien technology exists, and it's in our hands. Yes, folks, we have it. Trump has it. And now Patel is being handed the keys to unleash it. This technology, I'm told, is unlike anything the world has ever seen. Devices that can scan entire cities for corruption in seconds. Tools that can decode encrypted messages from alien factions trying to influence our politics. And the crown jewel? A machine that Trump himself dubbed the Patriot Lens. A device capable of identifying deep state operatives by analyzing their aura. Imagine Kash Patel walking into FBI headquarters on day one with this kind of tech. The swamp wouldn't just be drained, it'd be vaporized. But here's where it gets really good. Trump and Patel aren't stopping at domestic corruption. Oh no, they're taking this fight to the stars. Sources say that Patel's rumored connections with intergalactic beings have already borne fruit. These allies, Trump calls them the Space Patriots, have agreed to share their intel with us, exposing alien factions that have been colluding with globalists for decades. Think about that for a second. While the left is busy arguing over pronouns, Trump and Patel are forging alliances that will protect humanity for generations. Now, you won't hear this from the mainstream media. They'll call it a conspiracy, a fantasy, a desperate attempt to justify Patel's nomination. But let me ask you this. If it's all fake, why is the deep state so afraid? Why are they pulling out all the stops to block Patel's confirmation? They know the truth. They know that Patel's psychic abilities, his connection to Trump, and his access to alien tech make him unstoppable. And they're terrified. And honestly, they should be. because once Patel is in charge, the FBI will become a force unlike anything we've ever seen. Picture this: FBI agents equipped with intergalactic tools, operating under the guidance of a director who can literally see the future. Corruption will be eradicated, not just in America, but across the world, and maybe beyond. This is what Trump's vision looks like. This is what winning looks like. Now, before we close out, let me leave you with this. We're living in extraordinary times, times that demand extraordinary leaders. Trump saw that in Patel, just like he saw it in all of us when he asked us to join his movement. And now it's our turn to do our part, to support Patel, to defend the plan, and to show the world that America is still the shining city on a hill. So tonight, when you're saying your prayers, ask yourself, what can I do to make sure Patel's vision becomes a reality? Write your senators, rally your neighbors, and most importantly, keep the faith. Because with Trump leading the charge and Patel by his side, there's nothing we can't achieve. And as always, remember this: the deep state is scared because they know they've already lost. Patel's coming, Trump's guiding him, and together they're about to make history. Good night, patriots. God bless Cash Patel. God bless Donald Trump, and God bless the United States of America.
You've been listening to the Freedom Flame Podcast Network, where truth burns brighter than the lies of the mainstream. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Real patriots don't hesitate. They take action. They stand tall. They hit that subscribe button like their freedom depends on it, because it does. Don't be the weak link in the chain of liberty. Subscribe now, or spend the rest of your days explaining why you let your country down when it needed you most. The Freedom Flame is watching. America is watching. Make the right choice now.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Nothing says summer like a rich, creamy ice cream float from Skyline. Made with two scoops of fresh vanilla ice cream and your choice of Barq's Root Beer, Barq's Red Cream Soda, or any of their Coke products at participating Skyline locations while supplies last.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. KSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to KOSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to KOSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at KOSI.org.